So hello my friends, Devon Lennox here, Photography PX. In today's video we will cover the main highlight features and do an overview of the Olympus EM5 Mark III. Initially released in the fall of 2019, the Mark III is the latest release in the EM5 lineup. It's a mid-range camera aimed at photography enthusiasts, videographers, and vloggers. The 5 series is designed to sit perfectly between the EM10 entry-level series and their more professional EM1 series. Officially, the Mark III is the replacement to the previously released EM5 Mark II, which was a well-received and popular release that's only real drawback was poor autofocusing performance. With the release of this camera, Olympus aims to fix that particular problem. They've also provided a much-needed refresh in features, which makes the camera more competitive with Fujifilm's X-T30, Panasonic's GX9, Canon's EOS M50, Sony's A6600, and the Nikon Z50. It houses the same 20.4 megapixel live MOS sensor and image processor as the flagship EM1X, their best combination to date. Compared to the predecessor, it delivers a one-stop improvement in dynamic range, better contrast, and improved color rendering. It also obtains the popular high-res shot mode, 450 megapixel raw images in camera, and a continuous shooting speed of 10 frames per second. The updated processor allows the camera to provide an incredibly large 150 shot buffer, making it among best in class in this regard. On the video front, it obtains several strong features from the flagship EM1X. Most notably, it now shoots cinema 4K at 24 frames per second, standard 4K Ultra HD at 30 frames per second, and 1080p Full HD up to 120 frames per second. When shooting in 4K, the camera also delivers strong data rates for excellent quality footage. For focus, it uses the same 121-point autofocusing system as the EM1 Mark II, and it's the first camera in the series equipped with phase detection on the sensor. Hands down, it delivers the best autofocusing and tracking performance of the series, and is a key selling point over the predecessor. This system now brings along with it face and eye detection as well, a welcome plus. For displays, it features a 3-inch vari-angle touchscreen LCD, which sports a variety of helpful gestures as well as full menu navigation, and it also obtains the high-resolution OLED viewfinder from the EM1. Physically, the camera is a fair bit lighter than the predecessor, but retains the strong weather sealing construction. Overall, it remains stylish, and at 366 grams, it makes for an excellent travel-friendly camera. Outside of that, it also features the popular nighttime live composite mode, 5-axis stabilization, focus stacking, a built-in intervalometer, pro capture, keystone compensation, USB charging, a microphone input, and wireless connectivity. In the end, the Olympus EM5 Mark III makes an excellent entry point into the Olympus system. It provides much of the capabilities and performance of their higher-end flagship into a smaller form factor. Olympus has clearly designed this camera to make it as small and as light as possible, and these choices work well in its favor to create an affordable and convenient travel camera. While it's more of an incremental update, Olympus has done well with the improvements to the sensor, ergonomics, and handling to make a notable refresh to the highly popular Mark II. So there you have it, my friends. There are the highlights in the overview of the Olympus EM5 Mark III. For more information on the Mark III and other Olympus cameras, check out our website, photographypx.com. Go to our camera reviews page, then to the Olympus section, and there you will see a full detailed review as well as other reviews of cameras that may be of interest to you. I've been your host, Devon Lennox. We will see you in the next video. Thank you for watching today's video. I hope you found the contents of today's video insightful and it added value to you. If you're new here, please consider subscribing if you haven't done so already. Also, leave us a like and a comment in the description down below. Let us know if we overlooked something or we missed something that we covered in today's video. I've been your host, Devon Lennox, Photography.